Livonlabs.com. L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means during the first hour, I'm going to be joined by my co-host in just a moment. And that is none other than Brooks Kubik, the keeper of the flame of physical culture, as we embark on a special physical culture episode, physical culture radio, I'm sorry. And that is the What Do I Do Next workout. We'll give you more meaning to that in just a second. Then, during the second hour, under the heading of Evolution and Human Behavior, local competition increases people's willingness to harm others. What does that mean? We're going to get deeper into that. You're going to be interested, I promise. Before we get started, I just want to mention, many people say that they care about the quality of their protein powder, but do they really? Thrive Advanced not only has a superior ingredient list of protein fractions and colostrum from pastured cows inside the USA, but also the micronutrients, omega-3 fatty acids, probiotics, and enzymes that support the intended benefits of the reason why you use a protein supplement in the first place. Greater health, greater recovery, and greater gains. Thrive Advance is also devoid of any questionable gums, thickeners, artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. And you know it's true. So many of us are so focused on the flavor of our protein powders, but when we use some of them, we question, could this really just be sweetened with stevia? Could this really have all natural flavors and get this kind of taste? We prove it in writing. Lots of products make claims, but few, if any, provide post-production lab analysis. You can get our post-production lab analysis of every single batch of Thrive Advance at our website. Just go have to browse there. That's it. We make it available to the public. Thrive Advance truly is the best protein supplement on the planet. Go to Thrive Protein, T-H-R-I-V, protein.com today. If you like what you see, use coupon code THRIVELIFE, T-H-R-I-V-L-I-F-E, and save 50% off your order today.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
That was a lot to say, wasn't it, Brooks?
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And now we know what you look like when you're on the radio, because last week you posted pictures of you deep in conversation during an interview. That was pretty cool.
It was pretty neat. Trudy came in and she was laughing because, as people now know, based on the photos, I talk with my hands when I'm on the radio.
You sure you're not Italian?
Yeah, you know, we are probably, you know,
from the same gene pool.
If you go back 10 generations or so, you and I are probably related.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I talk with my hands, and she has always thought it's hilarious because she's like, why are you doing that? You're on the radio. No one can see you. And I'm like, well, how else do you talk? I mean, you know. So she took some photos, and they were pretty funny, so we put them on Instagram, Facebook, shared on Twitter. People got quite a kick out of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you talk with your hands?
Absolutely. And I think you can tell when you listen to me on the air. I mean, I talk with my hands as much as I can while I'm working two different computer keyboards and mouses and potting up and down audio. But yes, I'm talking with my hands right now, actually. So yeah.
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 Well, it's hard not to, but I was ticking things off. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, hitting the fingers as I do that. And, there was one I don't think I shared, but we were talking about, the Olympic press versus the military press. And I was kind of like leaning back in my chair demonstrating. And it was pretty
funny. That's awesome.
I get a great workout during these shows.
That, you know what? People can sense that over the air. They don't realize why that your voice is animated, because you're animated. If you're just sitting there sitting still, you sound like this. There's no excitement. You know what I mean? They can tell the difference. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, there's been research. In fact, I think you may have had a show on this Maybe not. Maybe I saw it somewhere else. But, you know, there's been research about learning and movement. And kids, for example, you know, if they're allowed to move, they learn better when they're in school. So you try to do things that, you know, you're not only working the brain, but you want some kind of movement going also. It just works better for people.
Where was that research when Sister Agnes was slapping the crap out of me in third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade? Where was that research? That, look, the kid, he's learning. That's why he's all over the place.
I think Sister Agnes just liked to hit you, Carl.
Yeah, she did. There's no doubt about it. She liked to hit everybody, quite frankly. We all, everybody that went to that school has a Sister Agnes story. Everybody. I mean, she was just a real mean person. But anyway, I digress. So we're going to talk about the, and this is quoted, the what do I do next workout. What made you want to discuss this?
I saw something... something on Facebook where someone was just kind of going through a random, aimless workout, not mindful, not purposeful. And I just thought, you know, there are so many people that are doing that. They're not working out according to a program. They're not working out according to a schedule. It's not purposeful. And in fact, really, they're just kind of turning their minds off, and they're just going to the gym and going through the motions, and it doesn't work.
Well, you even said these people show up at the gym, and they walk in, and they go, okay, what do I do? What do I do now? What do I do next? That was exactly the purpose of the conversation, right?
Yeah. You know, I wrote about this in a blog post this week. You know, and I said, you know, here's something you see all the time, and I've never been able to figure it out. Guy goes to the gym, walks inside, looks around, says, what should I do today? And he looks around, the squat rack is empty, but he doesn't feel like doing squats. The lat machine is empty, and he says, yeah, I'll work lats today. So he goes over, looks at the weight, and looks about right, sits down, starts repping out. Halfway through the set, he realizes, oh, you know, I read that article, and they said that you should use a lat machine pull-down handle with parallel grips. It engages the lats better, blah, blah, blah. Man, I should have done that. I'm using the wrong handle. Should I stop? Nah, I'll keep going, whatever. You know, so he does 8 or 10 or 12 or 15 reps. You know what? He doesn't even know how many reps he did. It's more than 5 because he read an article somewhere where they said 5 reps or less is for powerlifters and strongmen,
right,
and Olympic lifters and strength. And he just wants to look good. So he knows he did more than 5, but he doesn't really know how many he did, which is scary. So then, you know, stands up, he does the lat flex, you know, looks at it, and, you know, he's thinking, you know, man, this is pretty good. You know, I'm one workout away from gladiator lats and barn door pecs.
Right.
Cannonball triceps, horseshoe biceps, baseball something or other, which kind of shows you that he's not thinking, because it should be gladiator pecs, barn door lats, cannonball delts, horseshoe triceps, and baseball biceps, but he's kind of mixing things up. He doesn't pay a lot of attention. So he's not getting much of a pump, but he thinks, well, you know, that's okay. You know, I'm going to do like, you know, I'll do 10 sets and I'll get a great pump. So he does his first set. He sits down. He sees a weightlifting magazine, picks it up, and it's got an article on chest training, and it's got this really great sounding program. And you start out by doing pre-exhaustion work by doing 10 sets of flies to pre-exhaust your pecs, and thinks, wow, that sounds great. I'm going to try it. So he forgets that he's training lats, and he wanders over looking for dumbbells to do his dumbbell flies.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't find the right dumbbells. So he thinks, you know, I'll do the pec deck. That'll work just as well. And then he remembers, oh, I remember seeing this thing about 8 sets of 8 reps with 30 seconds rest in between sets is supposed to be like super intense. So I'll do that. So he does his 8 reps on the pec deck, and you can tell right now I'm doing this.
Yeah, I can tell you're doing it, right?
Trudy's across the room. She's laughing at me.
Oh, Trudy, take pictures.
Trudy, go. You were going to go to the post office. Leave. So he does that. He sits down. It's like, man, that was tough. That guy was right. That was really intense. And then he's like, oh, crap. I've got to time this because it's 30 seconds. I don't have a watch. Does the gym have a clock? I don't know. Let me go ask the manager. So he wanders over to ask the manager if there's a clock in the gym because he's never even noticed, right, which is kind of scary. And on the way over, there are these guys that are doing curls. And they say, hey, you want to work in? It's like, yeah, sure. So they start doing their curls, and they're talking about girls, and they're talking about politics, and they're talking about UFC, and they're talking about beer. And then they talk some more about girls, and then they do some more curls. They just do this for an hour. And then one of the guys says, hey, I'm going to go do some bench. You want to work in with me? And the guy says, nah, I'm going to do chest tomorrow. Tomorrow's my chest day. So he goes, showers, leaves. Well, I don't know what he does tomorrow, but you know what? It doesn't really matter, because everything that he's doing when he's training is thoughtless, non-purposeful, random, and wasted. And you just see so much of that. It's a real shame.
See, and this is actually so, and you know that a continuum.
Yeah.
So you've got this guy who's haphazard, goes in, and almost has an ADHD approach to training, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll do that. Oh, no, I'll do that. Oh, I didn't put any thought into it. I'll try that. And then you've got, in that same group of people who, it could be said, don't train with any real intention, you've got the guy who goes in and does exactly the same thing every day, every week in and week out, and never really pushes himself to any level of intensity. Has been, using that machine with that stack for the past 13 years, who is just as haphazard when you think about it. Even though he's not the ADHD guy, he's actually the OCD guy. He just keeps doing the same thing over and over again and doesn't realize why he's not seeing any results. Those two guys should team up, quite frankly, and be good friends at the gym.
They'd fit right in together, because from a developmental point of view,
yes,
they probably have about the same level of development, and which unfortunately is zero.
That is the key here. The key here is this. The way you train becomes meaningless the moment you stop thinking about progress, any kind of progress. I don't care what the progress is, if it's to do something for a longer period of time or accomplish more in a set period of time, increase the number of reps with a given weight, increase the weight with a given number of reps, whatever it is, it must represent progress. Or why are you even going to the gym in the first place? And quite frankly, I want to talk about this, because this is actually a phenomenon that is being promoted today within the quote-unquote commercial gym community, by organizations like The Worst Offender, Planet Fitness, or what I like to call Planet Fatness. I want to talk about that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. This is Physical Culture Radio.
Has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Fitness.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole all testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. With my co-host, Brooks Cubic. So when we go into the break, and we were talking about this haphazard approach, this aimless approach, this approach that actually forgets the reason that we go to the gym in the first place, and that's progress.
And well, the name of the game originally was progressive strength training.
Right. Exactly.
People forget that.
Well, everything is related to progress.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, you go to school, you go from one grade to another. That's progress. You work a job for a career and you improve your game. You get better at your job. You get promotions. You get raises. That's progress. You raise your children. You do it right. They don't die 3 years after you have them. That's mm-hmm. progress. You have a marriage. It lasts 20 years. That's progress. Everything we do is progress. In fact, I've said on this show before, people love to say about age, age is just a number because most people don't want to admit how old they are because they feel and look like crap. And they feel like if they don't tell you how old they are, you won't think it. Age is not just a number. Age is a goal. The older you get, you're winning. You die young, you lost. So everything is about progress except the new method of promoting health and fitness. In the health and fitness arena, we have been besieged by organizations that would part people with their money, not to give them progress, but to absolve their guilt for the way they lead their lives, because they could say, well, I have a gym membership. Oh, well, I go to the gym. Well, who cares if you go to the gym if you're still in poor shape? Who cares if you go to the gym if you're not making progress? Why should we be impressed with you? Why should that be your mea culpa? Oh, well, I have a gym membership. Forget about the gym membership. Make progress. Do it at home for free. I don't care. But the bottom line is, we have been lied to, not those of us in this audience, but in America today, that just having a gym membership and showing up is what the goal is. That's not the goal, any more than showing up to school for 8 years, but sitting in the parking lot and not going into the classes is the goal.
Well, you know, it's a form of magical thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if you wear one kind of shoes, then you're going to run faster and jump higher.
Hey, wait a minute, Brooks. I take exception to that because PF Flyers made me run faster and jump higher. Remember those commercials for PF Flyers? Okay, I'm sorry.
I remember that when I was a kid. I used to get PF Flyers all the time.
I wanted them. My mother wouldn't buy them. They were too expensive. She goes, no, you're gonna wear your Chuck Taylors and be happy with them. And who knew that Chuck Taylors would be the ones that survived all these years later?
It's pretty funny. But, you know, people think if you say, I'm working out, then, or you say, I joined a gym, or you say, I'm on a diet, that's all that it takes. And it really is unfortunate. It's understandable, I suppose, but it's unfortunate in the gyms, all gyms everywhere, really need to be saying to their members, okay, here's what you need to do. Sign up. Come regularly.
Work hard.
Sweat. Train progressively. Get stronger. Get better conditioned. Get in better shape. If you need to lose weight, now we're going to talk about the diet part of it. If you need to gain weight, we're going to talk about the diet part of it. It doesn't come easy. It doesn't happen overnight. And even though this is a great place to train, buying a membership here is not by any means all that it takes. You have to use it. Do you understand? I mean, you have to have that conversation. In my mind, and I know that it's not a sales conversation, but it's a realistic conversation. You know, it's a conversation that says to people, we're really interested in you, the gym member.
Right. And your success.
And your success. Rather than, hi, we're interested in your wallet or your credit card.
Which that's exactly what Planet Fitness is interested in, because they're going to lie to you. They're going to tell you, yes, you don't have to train hard, and you can come in here for Pizza Monday and Krispy Kreme Wednesday and just maintain that $10 a month membership and you're fine. That's what they're convincing people to do.
And of course, it's not that easy. You know, merely having a $10 membership to the gym means nothing. Just as having the most expensive pair of running shoes on the market means nothing if you don't run. You know, or here's one. How many people watch UFC and think that they're really tough?
That because they watch it.
Because
I know you see the guy. You see the guys with the tap out shirts, right?
Yeah. You know, and some people who practice martial arts, you know, they wear tap out shirts and they watch UFC, but they're legitimately tough because they train, they practice,
right?
You know, or they're just street fighter tough because they've been in a lot of street fights. But that is kind of the mentality. It's sort of like, you know, if I just watch, that's all it takes to know how to do it.
Right.
And similarly, if I just join a gym, that's all it takes to get in great shape. And you actually, you know, there's a whole sort of...
See, I would submit that those people don't care about getting in great shape. I would submit that they own a gym membership. Because mm-hmm. clearly, many of these people own gym memberships and never go to the gym. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they own gym memberships so that they can say, because these are the people that are perpetually on diets. These are the people who are perpetually losing and regaining weight. These are the people that make up the vast majority of Americans today. These are also the same people that are either full-blown diabetic or pre-diabetic. They're looking for a pill. They're looking for a potion. They're looking for anything except the fact that they need to get up, move around more, do work, choose better foods, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. These people have gym memberships because it absolves them of the guilt. Look, when I was fat, I knew when I sat down at that meal, like my third dinner that day, but no one knew because each party only witnessed me eating one dinner. I used to sit down at that meal and say to myself, tomorrow I'm going to change these habits. Tomorrow, but not now. Right now I'm going to eat this meal. Tomorrow. These are people who put it off till tomorrow. Having that gym membership gives them the ability to say tomorrow with greater belief because, oh, I've got the gym membership. I just have to start showing up. They have that gym membership without having really any real intentions of changing their lives. It's just to absolve them of their guilt. That's my contention. That's what I believe.
Well, or what happens, and I don't disagree with that. I think that that's true or that's part of the answer in many cases. But you also have someone who legitimately says, I'm going to do something about this. I don't like being fat, skinny, out of shape, weak, whatever. I'm going to change. And they find a gym, sign up, all the best intentions in the world, but then their problem is following through. And that's a place where gyms have always been really bad because most gyms don't have any kind of accountability.
Yeah.
And it used to be better back in the days when gym memberships were paid for in cash or with a check.
Yeah, right.
And the reason was, if you go in and you lay down plastic, in other words, a credit card, once you are on that revolving monthly thing, there's no incentive for the gym owner to have you keep coming back.
Interesting, interesting perspective. So what you're saying, that's really interesting.
If you paid, let's say, $10 a month or $15 or $20, whatever the number was, every month the gym owner wants to make darn sure you're coming back with a check or with $25.
So they have to perform some sort of service then.
Yeah, so you have to provide service, and someone has to see gains, and they have to be coming, and on a consistent thing where in their mind, you know, they've got bills that month because it's, you know, the first of the month, and the most important bill is the gym membership, right? I mean, if you're a gym owner, that's what you want people thinking. It's like, right. Okay, today's the first of the month. I got to go to the gym and renew my membership. So, you know, part of it, I think, is as simple as paying with credit card versus otherwise.
Yeah. Interesting. Very, very interesting. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to pick it up and take it to a different angle here.
Okay.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio. You can learn more about Brooks Kubik, the keeper of the flame of physical culture, pure physical culture. Hard work begets great benefits. Go to BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com to learn more. Stay tuned.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes, increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity. Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin. Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. It's just weird that we even have to talk about being physical as human beings today. But it is what it is. So what do you think the hallmarks of a good gym are? When you walk into a gym, I know I pick on Planet Fitness a lot, but they need to be picked on because what they are doing to their patrons is really an injustice, quite frankly. And I don't care. People say, oh, well, some people wouldn't join a gym if it wasn't for Planet Fitness. Well, if they're not seeing progress, they may as well just stay home and save their $10 a month. But what do you think the hallmarks of a good gym are if you're selecting a gym?
Okay. I am a big believer in old school gyms that feature barbells, dumbbells, flat benches, incline benches, squat racks, hopefully power rack or two or three. If the gym has an area for Olympic weightlifting, obviously that's a plus. old school sit-up board, hyperextension benches, maybe a glute ham raise machine, calf machine. You know, I know a lot of people like leg presses. I'm not a big fan. Trudy likes leg presses. But I like the old-fashioned 45-degree heavy-duty machine that is made big enough and strong enough that Godzilla or King Kong could use it. And you don't necessarily pile 2,000 pounds of plates on it. It's a big monster piece of equipment that, that doesn't require that much weight, although you certainly can pile a lot on. I like a gym with, good solid heavy duty, Olympic style easy curl bars. In other words, easy curl bars that take Olympic plates. And I like, a gym with, trap bar, preferably the original trap bar, the L. Gerard trap bar. You know, that's the kind of thing that I look for in terms of the equipment. It's the old school, old fashioned stuff. And it's basically barbells, dumbbells, and related equipment that's been around and doing the job for 100 years. That used to be not uncommon, but unfortunately it's hard to find nowadays because most gyms are machine based and very cookie cutter and very look alike. The most common thing you see, I don't know why, but it's row after row after row of machines, all painted white. That seems to be the color du jour, and I can't really figure it out, but you see a lot of that. And I just, a place like that, you know, I would probably never even set foot in a place like that, and if I did, I'd turn around and leave. The real thing, Carl, though, is this. It's a good gym has a certain feel to it, a certain vibe, if you will. I mean, there's a sense of energy, and it's one of those things, again, you know it when you see it or you feel it. You know, it's hard to describe, but once you experience it, you're like, yeah, this is the place.
But what about, so what about people who say, let's take somebody who's fairly new to this, mm-hmm. and they are making a decision between a Planet Fitness and a gym where they'll actually be in an environment where they'll see examples of progress and be inspired, one would imagine. But what happens when they feel this sense of intimidation? See, Planet Fitness has exploited this gym intimidation phenomenon. Oh, you shouldn't feel intimidated. Come to Planet Fitness where everybody is just as in poor shape as you and you won't feel intimidated. What do you tell somebody who walks into that gym, the gym you're describing, mm-hmm. and sees people that are clearly in much better shape, much better health, much stronger, much fitter than that person, and they're afraid to look bad in front of this team of people? What would you say to them?
What I would say to them is get over it, because the way that you will improve is by going into a situation where you surround yourself with people who are more experienced, more advanced, and for the time being at least, in better shape than you are. And here's the reason. If you are 14 or 15 years old and you go to a high school that has an average sports team, let's pick wrestling because that was my sport.
Okay.
You go to a school that, you know, they have a wrestling team, and so there you are, you're a freshman, and you go to the wrestling room, and you've got, you know, guys your age who may or may not have more experience, be better wrestlers, but certainly the sophomores, the varsity guys, juniors and seniors, you know, have more experience, they're better developed physically because they're a little older and they've been training more, you know, you look around and you don't measure up to it, but you know that if you work, you one day you're going to be like the other good guys. Now, if the other good guys, the varsity guys, are better wrestlers, but they're not champions, you are likely to eventually become a better wrestler, mm-hmm. but not a champion. On the other hand, if you go to a school that has a tradition of winning the conference championship, winning the sectional or the district title, having guys who are champions, having guys who qualify to go to state, having a state champion or a state runner-up or a guy who places third in state, you know, having people who have undefeated seasons going into the state tournament, guys who set records for the most pins in a single season, okay? If you grow up seeing those guys, even if they can just beat the crap out of you when you're a freshman starting out, that's what you set your sights on becoming, as good as those guys. And what happens in that situation is, by the time you're a senior, you're not just a varsity wrestler. You too are a champion.
Right.
And it only happens if you have that modeling. And I'm speaking from experience because I had the good fortune of going to two high schools, both of which had that phenomenon that I've described.
Right.
And I was able to see people who were the best in the state. The best in the whole darn state.
Right.
And that's what I wanted to be. And I thought that I could do it. I had a deep confidence and belief that I could do it because guess what? Here's this guy over here and he did it.
You're surrounded by people. Exactly.
That's what you want. And it used to be back in the day, the way you would pick a gym was to go to a gym and you'd look somewhere in the gym near the front by the manager's office. They had trophies.
Right.
They had medals.
Pictures.
And you're looking around and it's like gym member Johnny Smith, state champion, gym member Johnny Jones, state runner up, finalist, NPC this, bodybuilding this, powerlifting that. This guy wins this. This guy wins that. This woman wins this, you know, and you're like, wow, this is a great place to be because these people are champions. They know what they're doing and this is where I can learn. And then the manager comes out. And, you know, the manager asks you some questions and the questions are like, what do you want to do? What do you want to achieve? Why are you training? What are you looking to, what kind of results do you want? And then tells you, okay, here's what we can do for you. Boom, 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 boom. Points over there. He says, see that guy? He used to weigh 120 pounds. He's 190 now. Solid muscle. Took him 3 years. You are a little bit bigger to begin with, you can do better than him. See that guy over there? Used to weigh 340. Now he weighs 185. Took a while. Didn't happen overnight. Maybe 3.5 years. It was hard work, but he did it. And he's just one of many guys that we've got going. See that guy over there? He used to be exactly your size. He's now number 3 in state. Placed 3rd in the NPC in the state championships. How about that? How long did it take? It took him 5 or 6 years, but he's really worked at it. He's worked really hard. Good guy. Watch him. See what he does. Hey, Joe, got a new member. Show him what you're doing. Work in with Joe. He'll show you what to do. He's doing squats. You know, that's the way it used to be.
Right.
And that's a great way for a gym to be.
Right. No, I agree 100%. I want to take a break and I want to come back and discuss exactly what you just put forth there. And why the average American needs to pay attention to this. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
There are a few
products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Hello.
Welcome back. You know, if people really recognize that they're supposed to see progress in the gym, if they demanded it like any other product that they would buy, then no one would flock to Planet Fitness. They would walk in, they would see a huge, you know, 20, 30, 40,000 square foot area filled with people who look like them, look out of shape, look like they are probably on some meds of some sort, and they wouldn't go there. Because they would want to find a gym where the majority of patrons look like they know what they're doing, they're in shape, they're fit, and they're healthy. Because if you were going to send your child to take piano lessons, Would you send your child to a teacher who is marginally better than your child? Or would you send your child to a teacher who perhaps has played concert piano for years or performed with notable orchestras that imply that this person has achieved a certain level of perfection playing this instrument? Mm-hmm. Of course, the latter. You wouldn't send your child to a school where the teachers are marginally more intelligent than the students, but we don't want the students to feel bad. We don't want the students to be intimidated because we want them to feel that they're amongst peers. No, you wouldn't do that. You send your child to schools where numerous fantastic students have come out and gone on to be successful, and where the teachers are made up of the prime real estate of intellect and teaching ability. And that's why people pay more for some schools versus others. And so the only breakdown in that phenomenon, and we all do it, we all look for these things when we're looking for real progress, is when we choose a gym. The gym, on the other hand, we choose based on me being around people like me. Me being around people who make me comfortable with where I am right now. And if your child said to you, I don't want to go into second grade. I want to stay in first grade where people are only as smart as me. You'd say, no, that's foolish. You're going to be fine. You're going to get smarter and you can do this. But that's not the message being promoted by Planet Fatness, unfortunately. Planet Fatness, on the other hand, is saying, hey, you want to be in a gym where a bunch of fat, out of shape, unhealthy people are just like you, who aren't going to make you feel bad for not making any progress. Come to Planet Fatness. When the reality is, if people understood the importance of making progress, that fitness and strength progressions beget for health, they would be demanding gyms where there are nothing but superior athletes. Because who do you want to learn from? A schlub who's in the same shape as you? Or do you want to be surrounded by people who are great, like you said, that inspire you to believe you can be great if you're willing to do the work? And it's really sad today to me. It's very, very sad.
Well, you know, it's understandable if you look at how terribly out of shape so many people are. I mean, in really, really bad shape. You know, basically, it's lose a whole lot of weight, get past the pre-diabetes, or die. You know? I mean, that's where it is. And so, if someone who's in that kind of really poor shape goes to a gym and sees people who are advanced bodybuilders or powerlifters, or even if they're not competitive, they're very, very strong, very, very well built. You know, I can see that that would be challenging, at least at first. But that's where a good gym owner comes into play. Good gym owner doesn't let advanced people intimidate other people. You know, the gym owner controls the situation. And everybody follows the gym owner. And the gym owner doesn't walk around bullying people and doesn't let anyone else do it. And he doesn't want people to come in and feel bad. He wants them to be supported and encouraged. And that's what happens at a good gym. It's not necessary to surround yourself with people who are in bad shape so that if you're in bad shape, you fit right in. You can go to a gym. You could go to Gold's Gym back in the day when Arnold Schwarzenegger was training there. And you could walk in and be out of shape, either skinny and weak or fat, flabby and weak. And you would not look anything like, you know, the top bodybuilders in the world, of course. And you wouldn't look like the average gym member who's been training there for a while. of course. But no one would laugh at you. No one would put you down. No one would make fun of you. I mean, what would happen is...
But who's really making fun of anybody? That's my point. So when you come into the gym I train at, which mm-hmm. has a really nice cross-section of some fantastic athletes and some average people, mm-hmm. I don't see anybody making fun of anybody. That's in your head, not your Brooks Cubic, but that's in the person's head when they don't feel like they look good or they're in shape. Oh, people must be laughing at me. No, that's your own insecurity working on you. Unless you go to some dummy gym where people poke fun of people, no one's making fun of anybody in my gym.
If you go to a dummy gym, which are few and far between, something like that might happen, but those places don't stay in business for very long because everyone leaves.
Right.
You know, and that, you know, go back to, you know, the financial incentive of the gym owner is to have gym members come to the gym, train on a regular basis, and continue to come back. Right? And anything that makes that less likely is against the financial interest of the gym owner.
Right.
And so the gym owner is not going to let anybody bully someone else or treat someone else bad or, you know, whatever. It's just not going to happen. And it's always been the way that it's a self-policing thing. And the other thing I'm going to say is this. You know, I've trained at home and I've trained in gyms and I've trained in school weight room. And I've competed in powerlifting contests, including national level powerlifting and bench press competition. It has always been my experience that the biggest, strongest people mm-hmm. are the nicest people. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
You know?
Nicest, most polite people.
Yeah, and they are helpful and they are encouraging and supportive. And if they see that you're joining and you're serious and you're coming regularly and you're training, they will be supportive. You know, that's where someone comes over. And you may not know it, but they might be, you know, a state or regional or national level competitor in their chosen field of activity. And they might come over and say, hey, I saw you doing this. Try it this way. And you try it. And they say, how's that feel? And you say, that feels better. They say, yeah, I like doing it that way too. You know, turn your wrist out here. Hold it like this. Try this. Use a little bit wider grip. Here, let me show you something. See if you like this better. You know, that's the way gym culture works. And it's strange to me that people are being told that a different culture exists.
That's exactly what's happening. They're being told that that's not how it is, that we're all lunkheads. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I wrote in Dinosaur Training, you know, the people who win contests, powerlifting contests, are also the people who help put everything away after the contest. They don't have to do that, but you know what? They're good people, so they do. And gyms are the same way. Gyms are a wonderful, supportive place to be. And the better and stronger and healthier and fitter the people are at the gym, in my experience, the more supportive they are.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But we have to get this message out there. We have to combat the bad message that Planet Fitness has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising and to make those of us who appreciate great strength, who strive for progress in the gym, that we're somehow schoolyard bullies, because that's what they've reduced us to, and there's nothing further from the truth. Brooks, thanks a lot, brother.
Hey, thank you, Carl. Have a good one.
You too. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about a lesson in human evolution and behavior. Stay tuned.
Now World, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So you know we talk a lot about evolution on this show because you cannot ignore evolution. When we talk about health or fitness or the appropriateness of a diet and so on and so forth. And we're going to continue talking about evolution today and a little bit of human behavior with my next guest. That's Dr. Jessica Barker. How you doing, Dr. Barker?
Good, thanks, Carl. Yeah, good.
So you recently published a study with a colleague called Local Competition Increases People's Willingness to Harm Others. What were you trying to answer? What questions and what do you mean by that title?
Sure, yeah. So I'm a behavioral ecologist and evolutionary biologist. So we're basically trying to study why people behave the way they do given the environment they're in and why they've evolved to behave in certain ways given different environments. And so the kind of behaviors that I'm interested in are when people are willing to do something that is costly to themselves to potentially provide a benefit to somebody else. And conversely, the kind of opposite of that is when would you be willing to do something that helps you get ahead of someone else, like in competition, so that actually like inflicts harm on somebody else. And from an evolutionary point of view, one type of behavior that people haven't really been able to explain is when people will do things that aren't just harmful to other people, but are also harmful to themselves. So in kind of colloquial conversation, we call that spite, and that's actually a term that evolutionary biologists use as well. And so I'm sure, you know, you and your listeners can all think of instances where you've seen people behaving spitefully. But if you think about that from an evolutionary perspective, why would a person or any kind of individual do anything that harms themselves as well as harming somebody else?
Do we see this behavioral phenomenon in other species, or is this exclusively a human trait?
We absolutely see it in other species, and it's kind of rare, so it's not like something we see a lot, but we see it enough to, you know, think of it as something that needs explanation. Mm-hmm. So, and we can, there are some examples of these kind of behaviors in other animals, and actually in organisms that aren't even animals at all, that are totally unrelated, like bacteria.
Really?
Will produce chemicals. So if you've got a lot of bacteria that are all, you know, competing over like a limited amount of nutrients, they'll secrete chemicals to kill off their competitors that are actually like harmful to themselves as well. So we think this is kind of a universal phenomenon that when organisms are competing with each other, they will do things that are kind of costly to their competitors, but are also costly to themselves. And that's another aspect of my research. It's also looking at behaviors that, you know, we see in humans, but we also see similar behaviors in other animals, and are there maybe underlying evolutionary explanations that are similar for behaviors in humans and behaviors in other animals, and, as I mentioned, organisms that aren't animals at all.
And I mean, the example that comes to mind for me from an evolutionary perspective would be two prehistoric humans, if you will, fighting over something, and one of them literally throwing it away so neither can have it. We see that all the time.
Exactly, yeah, so that's a great example.
Yeah, we see that all the time in life, day in and day out. We see people do stuff like that all the time.
Exactly, so that's exactly what motivated this study. So why would, if you're fighting over something that you really want, why does it make sense for you to just like destroy that thing totally so your competitor can't have it?
Yeah, and we see this in very, very in extremes in love triangles, where a person decides, well, if I can't have them, neither can you, and I'm just going to kill everybody, and I'm going to either kill myself or go to jail, and that's not a solution to any of the problems. So this is really interesting. So let me ask you, how was the study designed? How would you create an environment where you can actually exploit this phenomenon and study it?
Sure. So what we did was kind of a mild example of competition, or by comparison to, you know, some of the examples we've just been talking about. But one way that people study human behavior is with getting people to come into our lab and play these what we call economic games. So basically we recruit people to take part, we give them a sum of money, and they have to decide how they want to allocate it in terms of keeping money for themselves versus giving it to other people. And so what that allows us to do is to measure the extent to which people are essentially being selfish by keeping money for themselves or cooperative by giving it to others. And in this particular experiment, what we did was give people some money, and we told them, okay, you have, let's say, $10. You can spend any amount of your $10 on making someone else lose some of their $10. And for every dollar you spend, one of the other people in the room loses $4. And so this is real money that they'll get at the end of the game. So any amount that they spend on making someone else lose out is money that they're not taking home with them.
Right.
So if you wanted to leave the experiment with the most money, you wouldn't spend anything. But that's not what we see. People are actually willing to spend some of their money to make other people lose even more. And what we were specifically looking at in this study was how different types of competition will affect people's willingness to make others lose out. And so what we did was have two different competitive scenarios, which we called local and global competition. And you can think of local competition as, you know, if you were just competing with your immediate neighbors over some kind of resource, like a couple of the examples you mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, like fighting over some food or two guys who are competing over a woman or something like that. So that's local competition. And at the opposite end of the spectrum, we've got global competition, and you can think of that as competition like throughout a broader population. So you're not just competing with your immediate neighbors, but there's kind of an element of competition among everybody for a kind of bigger resource. So in this experiment, we instigated local competition by having people in small groups, and the person in each group at the end of the experiment who had the most amount of money remaining got given a prize. So you're competing just with your group members to get a prize at the end of the experiment. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the global competition condition, we had people competing with everybody in the room to be the top three highest winners to get a prize. So instead of competing just with people in your group, you're competing with everybody in general. And it doesn't matter if you have more or less than somebody in your group necessarily. What matters is, you know, how you're doing relative to everybody in the room. And so we're comparing those two different types of competition, competing locally with people in your group versus competing globally with everyone in the room, how willing people are to be spiteful or harmful to others in those two conditions.
Okay.
So that's
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right, so now I can see how that would work. Okay, so the other novel thing is that you could actually ask people why they did the things that they did, right? Did you actually do that?
Exactly, yeah. Okay. So we follow up the experiment with some questionnaires about why people made the decisions that we measured during the game. And the really interesting thing there is that what people say they do doesn't necessarily match up with what they actually do.
Interesting.
And we've seen this in other experiments as well. So we'll ask, you know, why did you, or like, what did you kind of feel about the level of competition in the room? And people will say, like, oh, no, I didn't, you know, didn't feel like I was competing at all. And yet the behavioral decisions they're making in response to different types of competition absolutely reflect that they're responding to different types of competition.
That's interesting.
And we've seen this in other scenarios where people will behave differently to how they think they're behaving or how they say they're behaving in terms of how cooperative or competitive they're being. So that's why, it's one reason why, you know, just asking people, you know, what they think they might do or what they're feeling about a certain scenario doesn't necessarily reflect what they are actually going to do.
So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's discuss what you learned in this research. We're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned for more Superhuman Radio.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Vitalform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Jennifer Barker. And we're talking about some lessons in behavior and evolution here. More specifically, being spiteful. Obviously, there's a reason that we're willing to sacrifice things for ourselves in order to harm other people. So what did you learn from this research, Dr. Barker?
Well, basically it is that competition can make people behave in some really interesting ways that we might not intuitively predict would be worthwhile. So when you're competing with, close neighbors around you, then it can be worthwhile for you to do something that is costly for you if it harms somebody else more, because what the end result is that even though you lose out, you have an absolute cost, you would still not pay as big a cost as them. So if you're being compared relative to somebody else, then you still end up doing better. So I think a good way to think about this is, you know, if you're in an Olympic race and say you're running the marathon and your goal for that marathon is to get a gold medal, you're not trying to set the world record time, you're just trying to beat your competitors just in that race. So if that was your goal, just to come first in that race, then it could benefit you to do something that would, you know, slow your time, your absolute time overall, if it resulted in you beating your competitors. And so that's our explanation for why people are willing to be spiteful to others. It's in cases where what matters is how you're doing in a competition relative to somebody else and not how you're doing in absolute terms overall.
So I want to make sure I understand this. So by you slowing your time, you're still going to win the gold medal, you're suggesting, but by slowing your time?
Yes, I'm saying that if you did something that would,
I mean, I would think that an illustration of this is if you're trying to win a gold medal and you're running for the finish line and you see that there's a person who is going to beat you, that you would disrupt their path. You'll be disqualified, but they won't win the gold medal either. So you've basically sacrificed both of your dreams for a gold medal with this.
Exactly. So if you did that, and but by doing whatever disqualified, if you, like tripping them up or whatever, if there was a chance, if even a small chance that would help you win overall, then you might be willing to take that chance because the potential benefit is big. So here's an example. The figure skaters Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, if your listeners will be familiar with this example, Tonya Harding hired somebody to actually injure her competitor, Nancy Kerrigan, to increase her own chances of winning in future competitions.
Right.
And so, you know, you can see what her motivation was here, but it actually backfired because she was later on disqualified and so couldn't take part herself. So the point there is not that she ended up paying this huge cost for being disqualified, but because she thought there was a chance she could get away with it and win. So she's paying a cost by taking that risk, but there's a huge potential benefit by knocking out her competitor who, you know, was then injured and couldn't take part in several competitions for a long time. So let's say, you know, you do something that slows your time in the race, but slows down your competitor even more. So even if there is a chance that would disqualify you, and it's not, if it's only a certain probability and not an absolute certainty, people might be willing to take that risk if it gives them a relative advantage to their competitors.
Now,
and so what we found out in this study is that when you get these cases of competition where just having this relative advantage rather than the absolute performance, when you get those relative rather than absolute performances, that's when people have evolved to kind of respond to those different types of competition, and that's when we see people being spiteful or harmful towards others.
Now, when you ask some of these individuals who clearly displayed a spiteful approach to these competitions, and you pointed out that what they did was spiteful, did they agree? Did they disagree? Were they shocked? How did they respond?
We actually don't tell people when we get them to take part in these experiments kind of what the specific behaviors are. So what we generally do, because we don't want to give too much away and we, you know, want to recruit as many people as possible, we're generally pretty vague about kind of what the exact hypothesis is that we're investigating, and we always, you know, give people an email address that they can contact and find out more. But we leave it pretty vague, and actually, so when we give people instructions for, you know, the kinds of decisions that they can make during the experiment, during the game, we're really careful not to call it competition or spite or anything, any kind of, you know, like loaded words that might lead them to behave in one way versus the other. So there's there's a fair amount of research in psychology showing that just even very, very small changes in wording or ways that you describe things or pitch things can actually change people's behavior. So it's, this isn't something that I've investigated myself, but it's plausible to think that if we did two different experiments, one where we talked about spite and competition and one where we didn't mention those things and just had neutral language, that just having those loaded terms in there could lead people to behave more spitefully than if we didn't. And that's an idea we have. That's not something we've actually tested, but based on what we know about how people behave, that seems like it might be something likely.
So from what you've learned about how people handle these types of situations and are spiteful, not only harming themselves but harming somebody else, is there a way that we can teach people to avoid this type of negative behavior?
Yeah, so I mean, one thing that kind of comes directly from the results of these studies, this study is just putting people in situations where they're measuring themselves relative to others rather than in more of a kind of absolute way. So if you're evaluating how you're doing relative to somebody else, relative to the guy next to you, relative to you know, other people in your kind of small arena of competitors, then that's what is leading to this harmful behavior. So an example, so moving away from the sports example, an example from students in classes. So if you think about, you know, if you think about your college classes, some of them are graded on a curve where it doesn't matter what absolute grade or what absolute percentage you get in the test. What matters is, you know, how you do relative to everybody else. And other classes are just graded based on an absolute percentage. So if you get 90%, then you get an A. If you get 80%, you get a B, and so on. So it doesn't matter how other people in the class are doing. And what we tend to see, I've certainly heard a lot of anecdotes about this, is classes that are graded on a curve, you get students doing all kind of things like taking books out of the library, hiding them from other students, like deliberately doing things to stop their classmates from doing well in exams, like giving them fake exam questions for practice and that kind of thing. So that's another example of changing how people are being evaluated. So this kind of evaluation relative to others, we'd expect people to behave in more harmful ways, but when the evaluation is just more of an absolute thing and you're not measuring how you're doing relative to people around you, then we would expect people to be less harmful or spiteful in that kind of situation.
Very interesting, very interesting. And ultimately, what do you hope people take away from this research?
Well, a couple of things. So one is just what I kind of mentioned at the beginning. So we're thinking about kind of underlying principles for how people behave and how, even though, you know, people are very different to lots of other animals and other organisms, there are still some, you know, similar factors that affect behavior in very different organisms. And one of those is these different types of competition. And the second thing is just this kind of interplay between spiteful behavior or harming behavior and cooperation and competition. So people often have to decide how much they're willing to do something to benefit others versus do something to harm others versus do something that is beneficial or costly for themselves. And people respond in very kind of finely tuned ways, even if they're not actually aware that they're, you know, picking up on subtle environmental cues of what other people are doing, how much they sense there's competition in the environment, but we have evidence people do respond even if they don't actually know that they're responding.
I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It's a very interesting topic. And
great. Thanks a lot, Carl.
I hope when you have your next research paper published, you'll come back.
Will do. Great. Thank you.
Take care. We're going to take one quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So, in April, I'm going to be traveling quite a bit, and I'm going to be out of the studio quite a bit, and so that I'm not just rerunning old shows. We're still going to have our Physical Culture Radio episode, our Science for Humans episode, and, of course, our Blueprint Power Hour episode every week as planned. I'm looking for guest hosts. Who do you know that would make a great guest host on this show? If you have someone in mind, maybe it's you, or maybe it's someone you know, email me at onair@superhumanradio.com and tell me who you'd like to hear guest host Superhuman Radio those days when I'm out of the studio. I'd really appreciate your help with this one. And that's all we got. Thanks to Brooks Kubik, BrooksKubik.com. Check out his website for all the great things he does. And thank you to Dr. Barker for talking about some insights into human behavior. Very fascinating. And we will see everybody tomorrow with the Casual Friday when I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. My favorite day of the entire week. We'll see you tomorrow.